So I saw this story a couple of weeks ago. We never actually got to it, but yes. I still think that it holds value. Les Miles, of course, used to be the head coach of the Louisiana State Tigers, and now he is pursuing another career. He's actually pursuing acting. I don't know if he actually has the chops to try out for acting, but
he's taking it seriously.
He is taking it very seriously. There is a movie called Angry Men, which is about the Challenger explosion, and he is going to play a NASA chief in that movie. And he has tried, I guess, in a variety of other different roles as well.
Yeah.
Alabama.com interviewed him, and they got a couple of clips of Les Miles trying to act from a couple of movies. In order, you will hear a clip from Silence of the Lambs. Okay. You will hear a clip from Independence Day, and then from The Godfather.
And I guess I think all these are pretty obvious. The first one, he's playing Anthony Hopkins' character. The second one, he's doing the big speech
as the president of the United States before they attack the aliens. And then in the third one, he is playing Don Corleone talking to the...
You asked me to do murder for money, that one.
Right, yeah. The upset father that is looking for vengeance for his daughter.
Yeah.
A census taker once tried to test me. I ate his liver with some fava beans and a nice Chianti.
We will not go quietly into the night. We will not vanish without a fight. Today, we celebrate our Independence Day.
If you'd come to me in friendship, this scum who ruined your daughter would be suffering this very day.
So, those are the three clips from Les Miles trying to act. The first one, as Anthony Hopkins.
You like the first? Have you seen Silence of the Lambs?
I have not.
All of the clips, that one is the best one. Him trying to play Anthony Hopkins, a.k.a. Hannibal Lecter, in Silence of the Lambs. The second one, I'm honestly concerned about his coaching acumen, if that's the kind of speech that he's giving when he's trying to rally people to combat an alien invasion.
It was pretty subdued.
Really subdued. And the third one... I mean, as Don Corleone at the very end, that was a little rough. But anyway, because the Corleone one, I think, was the worst, I felt like we should all try ourselves out to be Don Corleone in The Godfather. So I got a couple of quotes from Don Corleone, played by Marlon Brando in The Godfather, for all four of us to read.
Okay.
I think we should try to sound our best like Don Corleone. Mike, have you seen The Godfather?
I have seen The Godfather,
okay,
yes.
Okay, good. Jeez, because I thought we were going to have
another
intervention
on that. I've seen Godfather 1 and 2.
You know what? Good job. That's good.
Ask me, should I run the ball when we don't have any timeouts left on the clock? The answer is yes. We run the ball.
So I went to the IMDb for The Godfather and quotes from The Godfather. Okay. And I believe that this quote takes place when Don Corleone, now an old man, is talking to Michael Corleone, expressing frustration that he is now involved in criminal life.
I knew Santino was never going to have to go through all this, Alfredo. Alfredo was... Well, I never wanted this for you. I worked my whole life. I don't apologize to take care of my family. And I refuse to be a fool dancing on the strings held by all of those big shots. That's my life. I don't apologize for that. But I always thought that when it was your time, that you would be the one to hold the strings. Senator Corleone. Governor Corleone. Something.
That was the best.
That's pretty good.
We haven't even tried ours, John.
I don't know.
Yeah, hold on a second.
I think the one thing, though, too, if you're doing this as a reading, John will tell you this. The thing is, you should never do is trying to do an impression of somebody else.
I had a tough time reading at first because I was doing the impression.
Yeah, I think you would have done better if you hadn't tried to do the voice and you had just done the reading itself. I think you were all right. This is what I would do it. I would do it more like I would do it in a reading of just like a Joe Pesci type gangster like this. Are you ready? This is what I'm gonna do. This is what I'm doing when the guy comes and asks him to put a hit out on somebody. This would be like a Seth Payne, Joe Pesci combination. Look, I understand. You found paradise in America. You had a good trade. You made a good living. The police protected you. There were courts of law, so you don't need a friend like me, right? Now you come to me and you say, Don Corleone, give me justice, but you don't even ask with respect. You don't offer friendship. You don't even think to call me Godfather. You just come into my house on the day my daughter's getting married, and you ask me to do murder for money. There you go.
I like that. Yeah. I feel if he were to lay down the law like that, he would be much more feared. He's so laid back.
Yeah, nobody
in
can
that
respect.
Movie.
Nobody can respect big fat.
That sounds like one
like
of your
that.
Regular rants.
Yeah, yeah exactly. Of, yes. Yeah, that's what I do. I'm like Robert De Niro. I act every role as himself or myself.
If I'm not mistaken, in that scene too, he's petting a cat. He's petting a cat while he's talking too.
That's what's so scary about it.
It does make it a little more intimidating with the cat.
So I believe the bottle spins in my direction now.
Yeah.
Yes.
We are trying to figure out how good we are at acting. John McClane is the only one of us with a SAG card in this room. So here we go. Jacob? What have I ever done to make you treat me so disrespectfully? If you'd come to me in friendship, this scum who ruined your daughter would be suffering this very day. And if by some chance an honest man like yourself made enemies, they would become my enemies. And then they would fear you.
I liked it.
That actually wasn't bad. I felt like you were Julius Caesar. Good job, Mike.
Good job, Mike.
You emoted.
Thank you. So now we have one more.
So, John, are you even going to lower yourself to try this, John? Or is this...
Are you good with this, John?
Based on the text I'm getting, let me get through this.
You're usually...
I have a sentimental weakness for my children. I spoil them, as you can see. They talk when they should listen. Anyway, Senor Salazzo, my note to you is final. I want to congratulate you on your new business, and I'm sure you'll do very well. And good luck to you, especially since your interests don't conflict with mine. Thank you.
Okay, John, fine.
So I apologize to everybody.
You typecast yourself as a guy that can only play
a judge.
Spring Break judge or a sports writer. So there we go.
That's it.
Somebody's telling me my impression was awful. I said clearly beforehand that it wasn't an impression. I'm disgusted with listeners that aren't actually listening.
You did say Joe Pesci. If you say Joe Pesci, I feel like you have to add a little bit more of like a high-pitched anger to it.
Yeah.
So maybe I would be better for the Joe Pesci side of things.
That was basically Seth Payne in
you
the
did
movie.
A really
itself.
Good job, Bob.
Thank you. I appreciate
Paul,
that.
Yeah, Paul, yours was actually good.
It I think Paul's like the one
who actually took it seriously.
Yeah.
John, Andrew Luck is back throwing a football. It's the, what is it, Paul?
It's
the
a lighter ball.
The Wilson 1027 TI-83 calculator
real
or something.
Real specific at the TI-83
calculator.
It's deflated.
Yeah.
It's deflated.